Good morning, Mr. President.
I'm sorry, but Ralph McGill had called Washington and dictated a long memorandum, and they called it down here, and then I attempted to call you, and they said that you were speaking, and I checked back before I talked to him, and they said that you would had been delayed, and they didn't know when you'd be there, but you'd call and you came in, and then I got on the phone with Ralph, and I just this moment hung up talking about this situation. I talked to Senator Russell, and I talked to Ralph, and I'm very, very sorry that it came about. I think it's a petty thing, and I think that nobody has intended anything, and I think that nothing would could do us more harm than something like this to happen, but I guess it's happened, and you've made your statement to the press, why not much else that I can do about it, except tell you how much I regret it.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I hope you understand why I did what I did. I didn't have much choice, to be frank about it, and I think you realize that. Because they hit me with it. Of course, it looks like that it's one of those things that shouldn't have happened. I regret it as much as you do, because it looks like I'm getting clobbered all in. I'm just looking at a paper here this morning, another story in the Journal. And I know this is not your fault either, but they're reporting stories out of the White House and saying that everybody's disenchanted with me, disappointed me, that I gave them bum advice. And I apparently messed up the whole thing.
Well, of course, no one too close to the White House has done anything like that, and no one stands any higher. I do think that the people advising you are mighty petulant, and I think this is petty. I told Ralph that. I talked to you at least twice about us getting together again on Hunt. I talked to J.B. about it, how much ammunition he's going to fire. I talked to Bobby about it. The only one I hadn't talked to was Senator Russell and Senator Talmadge, and I hadn't thought of Senator Talmadge. He had gone quail hunting last year or something and couldn't come. And Senator Russell doesn't hunt, but when McNamara was here, and when he's going to have to talk to him. By the way, you keep very confidential what I said about closing any of these bases, because it's not going to be out until another 3 or 4 weeks until they make these contacts. I think I told you that, but I may have forgotten it. But don't let a human being know that you even heard of it, because I don't want you to get the blame for it, and I don't want anybody to know it until they officially decide on it, because it might. There might be adjustments and changes. But anyway, when I'm talking to him, I told him McNamara had to come down there, or he said, well, I'm going to Washington. He doesn't need to come to Georgia. I said, when are you going? And he didn't quite have the date. So I said, well, what date are we y'all settled on to come down here? He said he didn't know. He didn't think it ought to bother me. And I didn't think that he much wanted to come, but I thought it was to our interest for him to see me and you. A lot of people are going to see me and him in Talmadge working up there, and I thought that I just looked at it entirely different from the way your advisors look at it, and so I just said to him, you get
advisors.
I thought you said last night that your folks are...
No, I ain't had any advisors. The only advisors I've had is Carl Sanders. I just said that my conscience, I ain't talked to anybody about it.
I thought you said your people felt that you were being placed in a position of being
humiliated. The Democratic Party.
Yeah, that supported us, me and you.
No, I haven't. I just said the people in the party out here who did all they could. I realize they didn't do enough. And it's too bad we couldn't have done more. We tried. We did everything we could. Best of our ability. I see here, which I'm sure this is wrong too, that Larry O'Brien, who was National Campaign Director, was reported to have been confused and distressed, and also said that I gave bad advice about visiting Warm Springs. They should have visited Warm Springs. I know you and I both know that that was not correct.
Well, Governor, I think what they're trying to do, I think these papers that are supposed to be our friends, are our friends, supporting us, I think that their stories come from fights between us. I think we pour oil on it, the fire, when we don't get together. Now, I see nothing wrong with what Senator Russell said. I read it in the front page of my paper this morning. He was called and he confirmed. He couldn't have lied and said, hell no, I'm not going. That he and the governor and three others were coming. And he said that, Russell said the president had invited him and asked him to invite Sanders and Talmadge and Randever and Russell and Fuquay. Johnson asked him to come to the LBJ ranch, all but Talmadge had visited the ranch. He asked me to get the same party together that was out there before, unquote, Russell said. I reminded him that Herman couldn't come last year, and he said, oh yes, ask Herman too. Well now, I think it would have been petty and improper if I'd have been calling Herman or you or anybody else, because I had talked to all of them except Herman and Senator Russell, who was abroad. And I just said, work out a date that's agreeable to everybody, just as I had the year before. And I didn't know that because I was president.
I'm not mad about that.
Well,
I told you, nobody's not upset about that.
I think the headline, that the headline writer put on it is to put a disturbance here, but I think if we emphasize it when we say, well, we're not going to go because some story.
I haven't said that, Mr. President, and I won't say that, and I haven't, I never would say that. All I've said and all that I would ever say was that when he called me, which Senator will tell you, I told him at the time that I didn't know whether I could at that time. He asked me to try to call J.B. Fuquay, which I did. He asked me to call him back. I had a secretary try to call him back. She tells me this morning that she was never able to get him. The next thing I knew, the next morning, without me ever having a chance to get back with him, then this story comes out, and when it came out, I called him and told him that I told him I didn't know whether I was going to be able to go and that I wasn't, that I had all these things coming up. Now, that's where the thing was left. And then you and I talked about it last night, but that's all I've ever said. And that's all that I ever will say. Because I didn't have anything else to say.
Well, Governor, why didn't it help me? I think it puts me in an awful spot. He had told me that he had checked with all five of you and agreed that these dates were all right. You had said you had something else, Cairo or something, but that you'd be, we could come back in Monday for that, and you'd adjusted. And it looks to me like, in the eyes of the country, that we're making it appear that that I'm not treating you right, and that I'm split with you, and I don't think it's worth all that.
Well,
I don't think you're going to hurt, and it seems to me like that we could make a little sessions with each other, and I think it. All you have to do is make it abundantly clear that I have asked you two or three times to agree on a date, and that's all it has done, was agreeing on a date. That I asked you, Quay, myself, when he's in Georgia, talk to him how much ammunition he's going to use, when we had to get together on a date, and the only one I hadn't talked to was Senator Russell, and I didn't know how to go through somebody to get to him. I thought that this was the thing that we'd done last year. Just told him to pick out a date, bring all the crowd. And it's not a matter of political significance, except I think it helps us. I don't think it's going to hurt you for Senator Russell and Senator Talmadge and Bobby Russell to know how I feel about you. And I think it does hurt me and the country, and I think it's a blow, and I think I'm befriending people who didn't support me and ignoring those who did. And that's not a correct interpretation, but that's the impression will be left if you allow it.
No one will ever say that to me.
No, but that's the conclusion. McGill says that that's what the various people says. He knows it's not right. And he thinks it's childish, but he thinks that that's the impression that's left. He's concerned about it. I just don't think it could be any more unpleasant thing happening. I don't care how long you stay. I wish you'd make an appearance. If you don't want to be with them, why make an appearance with me or come the day before or something else or ride down with me or something. But I don't think that we ought to, after all we've gone through together and all we're going to go through together next 2 years, to make it appear because I lose Georgia, we can't all get together. I think that the people of Georgia are going to be sorry in the years to come, and I think the world's moving. I think that you and I are moving with it. And I just hope that we don't let these newspapers divide us. I don't know. I'm not concerned about anything except my continued friendship with you. Now, Larry Lyon has said nothing like that. That's another thing in the papers. I haven't talked to him, but he's an old pro. He'd no more say that than a monkey. And Larry O'Brien went around and held the caucuses with the regional states and talked to them. But Larry O'Brien didn't work out my schedule. Jack Mullaney worked out my schedule. And
Jack Mullaney knows that Warm Springs was cut off because it was too hard to get into there.
And he knows that you wanted a full day and we didn't have but a part of it. And we all agreed that Warm Springs, at least I did, I told him they ought to be taken off. But Larry O'Brien hadn't said that, and that's some more troublemaking. And the best way to answer those troublemakers is to just let them see how we look at each other. And I just sure hope that you can say to your people that I talked to you, and I talked to Fuquay, and I talked to Bobby Russell. Couldn't talk to Sunder because he wasn't here. He was abroad. When he came back, I talked to him. And when they called him, he thinks that Bobby said to a judge that he's going to be gone that part of the week, and he wouldn't be back till Tuesday night. Judge said the paper, and the boy asked him if it's true, and he said yes. They asked me last night if it's true, and I said I don't give out announcements about people that are coming and going, but I've been having them every year. The same people came last year will come this year. We may have an addition or two, but I had Sunday Humphrey, and he's come and visited here and gone. I'm going to have others, and I'm going to have some other governors. Other senators that come in and out, and
Mr. President, I don't want to hurt you. You know that.
I wish you wouldn't.
I'd take my lumps, but
I sure wish you wouldn't, and I sure hope that this thing doesn't get in that. And I just can't tell you how much I want you to come. I just think it's. I think you and I'll be the winner, and I just think that. Oh, the easy thing that you have to say is that the President talked to me and Fuquay and Judge Russell, and we all agreed that we'd try to work out a date. It's a little difficult date for me, and I don't see how I can work it out, but I'll come home a little early, and, we'll come back the Monday evening, Tuesday morning, but I'm going to get my dinner and see my President and talk about some problems we can have. Me and you and J.B., Senator Russell's not going to hunt. We can let Bobby take one or two of them, and we'll go and kill our deer and talk about what we're going to do in the next year. And I can send you home in my plane, and you can leave anytime you need to. But I just hope that I'm not put in a position for the country and the world that I've done something wrong to a good friend and embarrassed him because of I've talked to you direct about it, and I've talked to Fuquay about it, and I've talked to Bobby about it. I couldn't talk to Russell because he was touring the globe. I did. I talked to him. I thought it was normal and natural, and I made a terrible mistake, and I'm sorry. Apologize.
Well, let me see what I can do. I just don't know how I can.
Just say to him, anybody that asked you, that I had talked to all of you all individually.
Why don't I just say, if I can say it, and I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't say, is that the senator had extended this invitation. I told him at the time I didn't think it could go, and the reason why, that since that time, if I can say it, since that time, it appears that there's been some conflicting statements made, that I don't want anything to appear, and you've called me and talked to me too, and nothing to appear that would indicate that I was in any way going to embarrass you, and that you are the same President to me that you were when I did what I could, and for that reason, in order that any person might twist